We left off yesterday with a serious problem, right? That we said that when you read Taisis, we read the Yishalmi. So the Yishalmi isn't so clear. The Yishalmi says that the reason why when someone lies down next to you, your putter, is because the other person is a mu'ud. The Rif quoted the language word for word of the Yishalmi on Chafav. It's not clear. It just says Zeh Shabbat Ishanetzo Hu Amu'ud. Okay, so that doesn't not so clear. But Arthasis paraphrases it. It's not the Lashon of the Yishalmi. And Arthasis says your Potter Dehem Gormulo. So Arthasis pretty clearly seems to say that the Ptur is some new Ptur because Haim Gormelo. Now the Mukiyaseif, as if that was a word to Yishalmi, okay, so you could say, but it's not the Lashon Yishalmi. So it's just, you add those words. So it sounds like he's saying some Svara with that. Mukiyaseif also, when he quotes, first time he quotes the Yishalmi, in the first piece on the Mishnah, he quotes the Yishalmi. He says the reason why you're potter, the mi sheinichem etzlo hu aposheya. So it's very much mashmah from the, especially from the Mukiyaseif, that the reason from the Ptur is because the other guy's the posheya. So he's more, in other words, if two people are responsible. So he's more responsible, so I am. So why blame me? It's more his fault than my fault. Right, which is mashma, very, and that's really mashma in Taisus. And it's very mashma that we gave a clear example that in a case where you wouldn't have this far hua posheya, in other words, in a case where it was a ruach, she'ena mitsuya, just blew, you know, the guy stuff down, someone put his object in a safe place and came along the Ruach Shein and Mitzuya. So he wasn't expecting it and picked it up and blew it and it landed right next to me when I was sleeping. So the clear mashmos in the Mukiyaseif is that the person who's sleeping would be Chayiv, because in that case you can't say Hua Posheya. There's nobody to blame, no one else to blame. Can't I blame the person who left his vase in a safe place because he didn't have to expect a rule chain of Messiah? Then there's no one else, no other human being moved it. So there's no Pshia here. So you don't have this far of Hua Posheya. So then the clear indication of the Lashon is that you'd be Chayiv. Yet comes along the next part of the Mukiyaseif, and he quotes over the Yishalmi again. In the next piece after it says Gemara, and he says, let's try to get exactly the Lashon, he says, Ava Oines Gomer Gyon Haidi Yishalmi, so then your potter, because it's Rachman Siksiv, Udenai Redot Asadover. So he says a completely different So he says a different tour. And likewise, Shamir quoted correctly, Taivis on Chafav does the same thing. Taivis on Chafav quotes that Aines Gomer is Potter, even though the Gemara says that we have a rebuy of Aines, but it's not Aines Gomer. It says, Abagab did ill marbin and Ines Giratsin. Ones Gomer, no Rabbi Rahmana.
This is not, which Tosus is this?
It says this on Chot Zayin Amadeis, Ushmu Amar. It says this around 5 lines down. Abagab, it starts Abagab did ill Chotfav Amadeis. Marbin and Oynes Kiratsin, Adam Amazik, that Adam Amazik is Chayav and Oynes, the Betza Tachas Betza, Ones Gomer, no Rabbi, Ones Gomer, your potter. And he brings a raya. So be Yishalmi, but there is a Sheyash and Rishim, Hizik Nishani, Abuatso, Misha. And that's supposed to prove the Svara of Aynes Gamar. Now, if the way we're learning Shani Yishalmi, if the tour is a different tour, then you don't see the tour of Aynes. You don't see the tour of Aynes Gamar. What's this raya from the Yishalmi? What's type is this raya from the Yishalmi? That Ones Gomer is potter. Maybe really Ones is chayiv. And the reason why the Yishalmi is potter is for a different reason. It's because Haim Garmelo. What's his raya from the Yishalmi? Right, so there's a sira in the Mugiyase from the beginnings in an X, which is definitely the strongest kashas on the Mugiyase. And there's also a sira on Tysus. And we pointed out that we Gupa, we're not so off the wall that the Maratz Chayis. Also, when he read our Tysus, he was under the impression that our Tysus is saying a special p'tur of Haim Karmelo, not the p'tur of Aynes. And that's why he used that to answer the kash on the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to say that Aynes is really chayiv. Because the Rambam superficially argues with Tysus and Chafav Zayin, and that this Tysus and Chafav Zayin. Tzivis and Chav Zayin said, you know, the Gemara has a drasha, Adam is Chayv and Einzim. So Tzivis says it doesn't mean Ein is Gamar. So the Maratz Chayis was going to say that the Rambam obviously disagrees. And the reason why the Yishalmi is because of this svar of Haim Garmelo. So we have a tremendous stira that to our Taisha says, as far as Haim Garmelo, the Nuga Yosef in the first piece says the Svara of that they were, the other people were Pashaya. And then in the next piece, the Nuga Yosef says, of Torah's Ayat Rahmana Patre. And our Taisha and Taimis and Chav Zayin, even worse, he brings a Raya from the Yishalmi. That the p'tur is ayin shachman apache, which means that he assumes that there's no other possible p'tur. So this is very shver. Right, this is where we're holding. So I don't know. So we Baruch Hashem, we got very smart people here. So what do you people say? We can unmute everybody.
I don't have a pshat, but maybe something that, I don't know if this moves in a direction, but we were talking about the possibility when we were learning the Shita and Tosfos that maybe there's two Adam HaMazeks. There's the Adam HaMazek that's more similar to Mamon, person has an achrayas for their guf, and then there's classical Adam HaMazek. So at least structurally, maybe Tosfos and Mugi Yosef hold somehow you need both to address the two different types of Adam HaMazek. Now that's as far as I could go right now because I don't really know why each one by itself wouldn't be enough. Meaning why wouldn't Ones Gamar also pater Mamon HaMazek if it paters? And similarly Haim Garmulo. So I don't really have a shot, but that was the direction I was thinking.
So let me think about this. Saying that there's two Mechayvim because even though he's Yashin, it's not like we were saying that Yashin only has one Lechai, but you say no, Yashin really has, I'll take it back. Yashin, we were saying that Yashin has both, because Yashin is also a Dark Elastic. So Yashin can have both Lechaivim. Yashin can have both Lechaivim. So Yashin can be, in other words, Yashin is an Adam HaMazik, and it's also a Mamon HaMazik. So since there are two mechayve, so as the mamazik, your partner as oynes. As moment amazik, you can't partner as oynes. Why not? Well, that would be.
Also, Lahore, you can't say that there's a distinction between them and
let me just give you one more second thinking about this. Adam and Mazik. Adam Mazik. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, okay, I hear it. It's definitely a possible structure, but you're right. I don't know.
Is there any rise to the idea that Adam should have
the MacGyver? I'm sorry, I can't hear. What?
We're just making it up out of the air. That's too.
Right, okay, well, that's anytime you answer a question, you got to make it up out of the air.
Yeah, but you have to have a riot say such a dover, right?
Well, the riot would be, if it would answer the question, that would be the riot.
The stira makes the riot.
Yeah, well, very often, you know, maybe the stira would make at least the first step riot, and then maybe we would go back. Because if this structure would answer the question, sometimes then you look for your raya. Maybe okay. You're right. Maybe you might be right that you need a raya. But the rule always in life is it's much easier to find the raya after you know what you're looking for. So very often you come up with your answer before you have the raya. And then once you know what the answer is supposed to be, you know where to look. And you very often you can find the raya. But those who are in my share, they know, because I give the same mashia for the last 25 years. I give the same mashia that a detective.
Cupcake.
What?
The cupcake, I think, right?
I don't know. I already moved up. I'm into always murder. All my mishnah are into murder. So there's someone's murdered. So they have to know who did it. So the detective goes ahead, and he takes one of the people's cars, and he takes it apart, and he finds somewhere in the bottom of under the upholstery, he finds a hair of the dead body, and it proves conclusively that he did it. So that's very compelling proof. But how did he do that? He went ahead and he took every single person's car and he took it apart until he found the hair of the dead body. Like, how in the world did he find it? It's a needle in the haystack. So he said, because really the detective knew right away. He knew who did it. He walked into the room and he figured out from body language, from intuition. He knew in 5 minutes, a good detective in 5 minutes knows who's really the guilty party. Now he just has to prove it. Once you know who did it, it's not so hard to prove it. So then you of course he didn't take anybody else's car apart because he knew he did it. So the same thing, if sometimes you answer a question, do you know the answer? Then you know what you have to prove. Then you can prove it. It is a good chance. But the first step is to know what we want to prove. You have to know what we want to prove. Anyway, but offhand, I don't see how this answers the question. But it is the structure which he's saying, which is, you know, in the most general way, is saying it. In other words, there are two different structures you can say to answer the question. One of the structures is said that the typist and them are arguing with each other. And for some reason, you know, there's a machlekes rishayim, what the reason is. And for one reason, they were going in one sheet and then they switch. All right, you know, whatever. That obviously seems pretty daichik. The other structure is that they agreeing and you somehow or another need both. Right? Those are the only two ways they're going. In other words, one way of saying is that they're arguing and typhus and their was going like in the Fipshuto. In other words,
Dalit seems to, Tosfos and Dalit seems to be saying only one reason, correct?
Right. In other words, one way, there are two different structures in explaining the case. One way of saying it is that there's the pashtus in the world is that Adam Mu'ad HaOlam is that an Adam is a potter even on, is chayv on Aynes. Because that's the drasha, that the Gemara says, Bein Aynes, Bein Shaygeg. So he just quotes that. So Taitas and Chavzayin on the day, he says, it doesn't mean Aynes Mamish, but the pashtus is not like that. So Taitas and Abdawin, Amin Awif, was going according to the pashtus before he got to his finish on Chavzayin on the days. And you know, there's Taitas and Chavzayin on the days, it's saying a finish. And when it says Aynes, Aynes is Vatavka. You know, now that's a daichik. So one structure to answer the question is to say that Taivis and Chav and Dawid is working with the pashtus, that he doesn't know yet that Aynes Gomer Lo Rabbi, and therefore he doesn't want to say there's a Ptur Aynes, and therefore he has to say this other Ptur. Then when Taivis comes to Chav Zayin, he says the truth. Same thing in Mugay Yosef. When he starts out, he says the Yishalmi, like the simple way. The pashtus is, there's no Ptur Aynes, because we have a drasha that we're marbe Aynes Kirasen Bayit Adam. And then later he says the truth. Right. But that's, I assume, pretty.
He brings a riot. That's no good, because he brings a riot to a contrary explanation from that which he said initially. He can't do that.
Okay, I agree. It's true. I don't get so excited. It's not, my chat's not going up in smoke. But it's. I would say it's daichik. In other words, it's daichik. It's a daichik chat. Taivis and Abdawid did not want to assume, was working the pashtus. The pashtus is his no Ptur Aynes. So he's stuck, and he has to say a very daichik pshat. And Taivis and Chav Zayin, knowing that that pshat is very daichik, brings a raya that there must be a Ptur Aynes.
He brings you Shalmi as a raya.
Right, because he realizes that the pshat that he says and Chav Zayin is very daichik. So therefore, it's a raya. Now, there's a pshat that Taivis says on that Dawid is a daifik pshat, because it's not such a great sara. And therefore, Taivis on that Chav Zayin has a right to bring a raya, that it must be that there's a Ptur Aynes.
We're not really clear for what reason Tosos brings the reason. I'm saying, if you're going to say it, Tosos is just sticking his neck out to say shot in the Yerushalmi on Dav Dalit and later on drops off of it. You're going to have to explain for what reason he needed to say the Dohik shot in the first.
Okay, I hear another Dohik. Okay, but Pashup shot is he just, in other words, there it seems. You didn't do your research. Your favorite sefer, the Mafteach. You know, he quotes a shita that Andav Chav Zayin or Chav Vav Amilav. Rabbeinu Yohanesen.
I did my research. I actually looked at Rabbeinu Yohanesen inside.
Yeah. Okay. So Rabbeinu Yohanesen clearly says that the Ptur is not because of Aynes, but because of this new Svara of Mu'ud. So there's definitely such a sheet as Rishayim. In other words, there's definitely a Machlek as Rishayim out there. Taisa says that the Ptur is Aynes, and Rabbeinu Yohanesen says that the Ptur is not Aynes. He says, Halacha Lamaisa, if you would be a total Aynes, Rabbeinu Yohanesen says that he has a case where the guy is sleeping, and while he's sleeping, somebody else puts a rock on him while he's sleeping. And then he gets up, and he by getting up, he pushes the rock onto a Katie. So it's not the Bauer Katie put the rock on him. So the Bauer Katie was not Poshea. The Bauer Katie was not, in other words, the only way the Katie would break if the rock falls on him The Balakandi was not pushed ahead because he didn't know there was a rock on him. The person who put the rock is only a gyre, so he can't be chayiv. So Rabbi Yonason says that the guy who's sleeping is chayiv. He's an Ines, because he had no way of knowing that there's a rock on him. He says there's no such thing as a pter Ines. What I do with the Yishalmi? He says that the Yishalmi is some other pter, a moed, muin, whatever that means. You know, he doesn't explain it too much. But so there is a machlekes rishayim. There's definitely a machlekes rishayim out there. Is that the Rabbeinu Yonason says that Adam, when the Chazal say Adam muin Adam, it means, I'm sorry, when the Chazal say that Adam is right, Adam's chayiv even on muin, Adam muin Adam, even on Ines, it means even total Ines. And he has to explain the Yishalmi with this other lambdas. Titus on Chaf Zayin says it doesn't mean total Ines, and he explains the Yishalmi with a Ptur Ines. So theoretically, one way of learning, which I agree is, you know, is you could say, is since it's a Machlekes Rishayim, so Titus on Daf Dawid is going like one set of Rishayim, and Titus later switches. And then Ugo Yosef does the same thing. He starts out with the pashas and then he switches. Right?
Okay, wait, do we know what moved the Muki Yosef to switch? That sounds very difficult in Muki Yosef. And what step in the Muki Yosef did it, based on which step did he switch?
Yeah, I agree. I'm not saying it's a great shot, but I was just trying to summarize what Rafi said. There are two structures out here. So this is one structure. Is the two structures. Either they disagree or they agree. That's the only two structures. So one structure is that they disagree.
Summarize all of Shas.
What?
Let me just summarize all of Shas.
Okay.
They agree or they disagree.
I happen to think, I know it doesn't sound so good. I would agree with you. But I don't know. You have to have a little bikias in Shas, which I don't have. And I have a suspicion that the Nebuka Yosef does do things like this, that we do find Nebuka Yosef. We had it in Gittin, where in the Mishnah he said one thing, and then later on in the Gemara he said something different.
Sometimes
remember that?
They're definitely achronim as far as that those types of issues where the pieces on the Mishnah might really be Rashi, they're not really the Nebuka Yosef, and he'll say differently later on because that's actually him as opposed to Rashi.
Yeah, so maybe there's something to that. In other words, there is such a thing that we find, I don't know, the Mugi Yosef or the Rabbi, I remember in Gittin we had that, in B'fani Nifla, B'fani Nifla, whether it's live or real chash or whatever, there was some kind of, I don't remember, it's been a while since Gittin.
Rabbi said it in Baba Batra. I think Rabbi said it in Baba Batra on Rashi. Not in Mugi Yosef,
Okay, but we do find it in the particularly in the, I remember in the Mugi Yosef in Gittin, and in the Gittin, the Mishnah explains the Kipshuto. But okay, so there is such a structure. I happen to agree with Shamir. I don't like this structure too much, but we have to put it down there. You know, like this, what people say, Rov Dechukim Emes. So the Daisik Pshat, what?
Someone had asked, in Tulsa and Dalit, it's an elevated level of onus. Onus because of the pasuk yechayim. But the hen gormelo is an onus, superstar onus. Shot in that. The hen gormelo.
But you don't need hen gormelo. You just, what if the rule chain of Messiah was gormelo? It's not the onus is not because they did it. Haim Garmelo sounds very much like what the Nebuka Yosef says. Like you're blaming the other guy.
Like you need to have someone to blame, so they're the ones to blame.
Right. In other words, Ines is not to put the blame on the other person. Ines, you take the blame off of you. I'm an Ines. But Haim Garmelo is you're blaming the other person, and especially when the Nebuka Yosef says his Sarah, that the Demisha Nichem Etzel Hu Aposheya, So it makes you definitely suspect it's a different svara, especially if you did see the Meratz Chayis learned it as a different svara, and the Shita, this Rav Yochanan, learns it as a different svara. So it does sound that there are two svaras out there. So again, so what are our two structures? So one structure is that it's a machlekes rishayim, and for whatever daifik reason, the Nugayasev and Taifis decided to switch in the, you know, the Taifis and the Abdawid, for some strange reason, Shamir won't let me get away with it. For some reason, we don't know, in the Abdawid, he decided to explain the Kipshuto, and on the Afchav Zayin, he explains up what he considers the MS. And why would Taifis do that? I agree, it's very strange.
No, I just say it right. As far as my point on Padav Dalet, I was just saying Tosas doesn't. It, we need to explain why Tosas needs to explain the Yerushalmi at all. If he doesn't need to explain the Yerushalmi, you're going to have to say that's really what he holds shot in the Yerushalmi is there.
Well, yeah, Yerushalmi, because once he quotes the Yerushalmi, he wants to explain it. Okay.
Rabbi, when do we say that it's two different Balitosas?
When do we say
it's two different Balitosas?
Different Mesechtas.
Only different Mesechtas?
Yes. It doesn't mean that someone won't say one time in the same Masechta, but generally speaking, that's a no-no. Now somebody, you know, again, that goes in our rule of Roy Dukhukim Emes, Roku Puna Sheker, that sometimes a Daichik is right. So maybe sometimes the Daichik is a different Bali Daichik. But as a glot, it's not glot. And the same is Sefza.
Which is less glot, though. Which is less glot, to say the Tosas is going Lamana MS in one or the other, or there's two different Bali Tosas?
They're equally bad.
Right. Just for the record, there is a there are Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz here on Daf Dalet jumps to Oni. So, and if you want to go to the root of saying a Machlokas and Bali Tosas, there is that Machlokas.
Well, Davis and Rabbeinu Peretz says Onis and Daf Dalet.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there's one approach, which is probably the most simplest approach, but it's obviously very strange, is to say that there's a machlokes rishayim. I didn't see Rabbeinu Peretz, but we know there's Rabbeinu Yohanan is clear that there's no Ptur Hines. And Taifas and Chav Zayin and Rabbeinu Yohanan are definitely arguing. We know that. So therefore, we know there's a machlekes rishayim. So okay, so the two taisim, okay, maybe it's two different bali taisis. One's a havamina, one's a maskana, whatever it is. So the Muki Yosef was one was his pashtus, and one when he's saying over the Mishnah, he says a pashtus, and then later he says a ha'iyun, and they just coincidentally. It's just lightning, you know, that, you know, it just, obviously it's daichik, and it's doubly daichik that two rishonim did the exact same daichik, and lightning strikes twice in the same place, which is something that we always make fun of. Now, there's just one thing, one daichik, but that just coincidentally, Titus did this weird thing of switching.
Only on a golf course, Herbie. Only on a golf course, it's strikes twice.
No, it's fair. In other words, it's daichik for Titus to do such a thing. And it's daily for the Mugi Yosef to do such a thing, and that they both did the same thing, just coincidentally. It's not like they copied each other, right? It's not like the Mugi Yosef copied Tosas. It was so it just coincidentally that they both did this exact same daichik. So that makes the daichik, you know, much, much greater. But this is probably the Pashup Shah. So the Rav is saying a different structure, which is the, you know, the other, the what we would call the Lumdish approach, even though we don't have the Lumdish for it, is that there's two Pturim, and Taivis and Emugei Yosef, in other words, there are people that hold that each one alone is enough, but for some reason, Taivis and Emugei Yosef hold that each one alone is not enough, and you need both. Right? That's basically the structure. Now he said the structure because there are two different lumdas. Okay, I don't know. Maybe there's a different structure, but that would be the other the lumdish approach, so to speak. Is that
how come they're in two different tises? And then how do we?
That's not such a problem. They're dealing with different issues. Taivis on Daf Chav Zayin was dealing with the issue, is there a Ptur Aynes by Adam? So that's the only thing he was interested in. Taivis on Daf Dawid was only interested in telling you Pshat and Yishalmi. The Mugayai Seif, I don't know, he relied on the fact, you know, he's not so far, so he relied on the fact.
You need to have Aynes and Acherim in order to work? What's the lumdus there?
Somehow or another, yes.
It would mean that Lahalacha Tosus would agree with the Bani Yohonasan, that in that case, he'd agree that you'd be right.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure if I would. It depends how you figure out why you needed both. But, you know.
Is there a case of Acherim which is not an onus?
Could be.
Yeah,
what
would the case be?
The Namuki Yosef on your dad has a case.
Yeah, now let's say that they put it there, but she should have known. They didn't lie down when he was asleep. They lied down next to him before he fell asleep. Right? Now the case of the Namuki Yosef is that they put the Katie down when the guy was asleep. So you could have a slightly different case where the guy was. First person went to sleep and he didn't fall asleep yet. And before he fell asleep, the second person put the Katie next to him. So he's not an INS because he's still up, he's still awake. He should know that in the middle of the sleep, he's liable to break that Katie. But the second guy is Haim Garmo, though, you know.
So Haim Garmo would serve as a patur in that case, or you would need Dafka both?
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It would.
According to
the Rabbi structure, if you need both, then fakir, then Haim Garmano would not serve as a p'tur, and you'd be chayiv in that case.
And Anus wouldn't serve as a p'tur either.
And Anus somehow or another.
Only if it's Haim Garmano and Anus.
Somehow or another. I don't know exactly. We don't have a Hezber.
I'm not,
you can't ask me questions. I'm just saying over the two structures.
So I'm saying on the structure, the fact that Tosfos only mentions one, it seems to be missing. It right.
Okay. I would agree. Anthony, if it was really clear in Tosfos, we wouldn't be struggling so much. So whatever you say, it's not so nice. But it's at least Tivis, each Tivis has his own agenda. Tivis, you know, that Tivis leaves something out as a general rule is not the worst question. Because we have a rule that Tivis is allowed to say that Tivis took things for granted because he was talking to a smarter audience than us. That's, you know, there's a diak that Titus says something that's wrong is a much worse problem than Titus leads something out.
So when he mentions Haim Garmo, he took Aynes for granted, mentioned Aynes took Haim Garmo for granted?
Well, yes, because in the Chav Zayin, that's his agenda. His agenda is to discuss, it's a point of Aynes, so he's discussing it. And Daf Dawid, he assumes, you know already my Titus and Chav Zayin. I already said it. I said a Chav Zayin. You know, Mistama, you know Shas. That wouldn't be such a terrible problem. I don't think that would be such a big problem. Titus is allowed to assume. If we could figure out a way why you need both, Titus is allowed to assume that, you know, that I'm talking to Talmid Achamim, and you know already.
So then we need to look at a case of Anis, which isn't Haim Garmo, a case of Haim Garmo, which is Anis, and see what the halacha would be.
Well, we don't know. It's very likely you won't find from halacha because there's probably rishayim. There's definitely the Rabbeinu Yohanan that says that we don't have einus at all, and the whole pure is Haim Garmelo. According to Shamir's present bikiyus, which I'm assuming he's right, the Rabbeinu parents pashas doesn't have Haim Garmelo and only has a pure einus. So we're making up a third shita, a third track that holds a both. Doesn't mean in halacha you'll find such a shita quoted. Now there's definitely rishayim that say Haim Garmano alone is enough. That's Rabbeinu Yohanan on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. There are pashas rishayim that say Einus is enough. That's Rabbeinu Peretz. So the question is, what's pshatisis? So Rabbi is suggesting a structure. I'm not ready to say a pshat yet. A structure that that you need both. And but that would mean it's a third shita and rishayim.
So right, you
can't check it in the Shulchan Aruch because the Shulchan Aruch is pashas won't be working with Taisus.
Right. So but lechari it's less doichik to say that Taisus is switching between one known shita and another known shita than to make up a third shita.
I don't know. That's the question of Shikha Adas. On the other hand, I'll let you argue with Shamir on that one. What do you say, Shamir? Which one's more daichik?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have an approach. I also like, I don't know. I got to look at that Nuki Yosef on Daf Yudala to see.
Okay. Well, that's just, but that wasn't the question. I think if you wanted to ask, personally, I think to say that Taivis is switching between different shitas Rishayim and without telling you, that sounds pretty daichik.
Two balitosis.
Yeah, I mean, that idea of there being a switch in balitosis within one nesechta does exist. I know Rebbe was always very against it, but that.
Okay, and what about the Mugi Yaisei? So again,
we have. Doesn't help.
Oh, yeah, that is 100%. It starts. Yeah, I agree with
that. So that may work out nicely if
it was different than Mugi Yaisei. One part he wrote himself.
Right.
If it comes out that
the case of Haim Garmu when it's not honest is Potter, so then that could support that the Nemuk Yosef holds some sort of
find your Nemuk Yosef. In other words, to say two shitas at Taisis is not going to help you in Nemuk Yosef. So that doesn't sound too good. So again, if you want the simple answer to the question is that the machlek is reshinim, and the two types of them are arguing with each other, and the two nebukayais are arguing each other, and they're taking different sides in the machlek, and for whatever reason, Taivis and Aftahot and the Mugi Yosef and the Mishnah felt like they were going according to the Pashtas. And the Pashtas is, there's no Pterinus by Adam, because there's a Drasha that were Marbel Einus by Adam. And Taivis and Chatzayin is going according to the Emes, that Drasha doesn't apply to Einus Gomer. And the Mugi Yosef also, in the Gemara, is going according to the Emes. When the Mishnah goes according to the Pashtas. That is an easy approach. I happen to not like it. I don't like it. I'm sorry, even though inside likes it, I don't like it. So the Lomdish approach would definitely be to figure out a way that we somehow or another need both. So the Shaila is, how can we do that? That's the question.
A comment or suggestion?
Yes. What are your suggestions? That's why I'm stalling for suggestions.
So let's say, on the onus side, can we hear on the onus side, let's say I'm about to go to sleep, onus, but if before I go to sleep, a guy comes over to me and says, by the way, you should know, after you fall asleep, I'm going to put something down next to you. So I could hear that I could tell him, well, so you're going to say, oh, I'm not an onus because I know something's going to come? Say, no. That's your problem, mister. If you decide to put something down, I don't have to worry about that. So it would come out like this. It's not common. There's shayach, a crazy case, something comes next to you when you're sleeping. But it's not common. That's an onus. The only case that's really nogea that's going to happen is a person comes and puts something next to you. So we say, I'm still an onus because that's his problem.
And if I didn't have that's his problem,
but
not an INS. I was sleeping. What am I supposed to do?
If it was common for stuff to plop down next to you when you sleep, then you would have to take measures. I don't know. You have to put handcuffs on before you go to sleep. But it's not common for something to come next to you while you're sleeping, except if a person puts it down. So, but if a person puts it down, it's Heimgarmu. So I made the lumdish pshat balabatish. I apologize. But
okay, now you're saying like this. You're saying that really it's not a total oinus because the guy should be asking a daita a possibility that maybe someone's going to put something down there. And they're just saying it's not a total oinus. Because apparently it could happen. You should realize, in other words, you want to party yourself with a pure oinus. So you're saying, yeah, but it's not a Taibis says oinus gomer your potter. Enachinami, oinus gomer means Bamaj had nothing you could have done. You had no way of knowing. It was humanly impossible, you could have done anything. But here, if you'll be the greatest either Hakama Rayas and Daidan and you worry about every slight possibility, you're nervous, you double check and put 15 locks on your doors, so you'd be nervous, maybe someone will put something down next to me and then I'll break it. So that's not an Einas Gomer. So in order to make it an Einas Gomer, you have to make that I'm not responsible for the fact that the guy put it down. So you need to bring in the Svara of that Hua Poshea, which somehow takes that, turns that his putting down, that I don't have, since he's a Poshea, I don't have to think about it.
Again, takes away
my responsibility to have to think about it. Without
getting this is Svara for Rav to help Rafi, right? This is what we're talking here?
Well, it's the same, his structure, not his Hezber, but his structure, yes. In other words, he's saying, right, in other words, you need both. He's saying you need both. The reason why you need both is because really the real patur is Ines. Without Ines, there's no patur. Haim Garmanov is not a patur in its own right. Haim Garmanov does not act as a patur. It's not because you're the one that actually broke it. So what if they were guiding it? But the patur is Ines. But he's saying that it's not a real Ines. Taibis says, because we do have a reboy that Adam is chayev on things that are not total einsim. So it has to be an einas gomer to be able to get the p'tur. So he's saying, this is not an einas gomer, because you could have put handcuffs on yourself when you went to sleep, knowing that this might happen. You could have been ezach hakam arayis andayinat. That you know that there are people that are sloppy and shemazos and shmegeges, and you should have realized that it's very likely that someone's going to put something down next to me, and you should have, as such, you should have gone ahead and realized it.
Why do you have to say that part?
Not that it's obviously it's a certain level of Ines, but it's not Ines glomer.
It's not gomer unless to not anticipate that someone else may do it or not to anticipate ruchin
imatsuya. No, he said someone else might do it. Okay, that's what he wants to say. In other words, because otherwise we don't want to make an aftermina la locha. So we're saying that there are crazy people in the world. People do things. So you should have. How can you say it's an einas gomer? It's not an einas gomer. The mindset happened. Nice that it happened, someone did put something down next to you. So if it happened that someone put something down next to you, so you should have been smart enough to envision that that would happen. You know, So you should have envisioned it. So it's not an onus gomer. So now, the fact that Haim Garmelo takes away from you the responsibility of thinking about them putting it down. That's the structure. Okay,
in the case of Roshan,
maybe that really is a total onus gomer.
Maybe that is. And therefore, you're putter in that case also.
Yes. Yeah.
What's the case that you're not putter?
No.
What's the case?
That you, No gays. We don't want to make that. You know, meaning,
if something is necessitates Ham Garmo, really, it wouldn't be a complete itis if not for Ham Garmo, because of the fact that people might put it down, and therefore Ham Garmo adds the extra aspect to make it an honest, but it wouldn't be an honest.
Yes. In other words, if
that's a lot of it, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, the fact that other people do it, that makes it not an onus. But the fact that we're going to see other people or did it, they're going to say that therefore they're Pashia, and therefore it takes away the responsibility.
You're getting too excited for me. Now, he's saying, it's just saying that the reason why you need Haim Garmo, though, yeah, in other words, you know, the question on the floor was, you know, each Svarah has to, we have to figure out why you need two Svarahs. So in order to figure out why you need two svaras, you have to figure out that why each svara alone is insufficient. So Haim Garmo alone is insufficient. That's easy, because so what if they garmo though? But you were garmo more. You were the one that actually did the hezek. They're only a grama. You're the mazik. I don't think no one would have ever asked the question, why do you need a pteraitas? Just say Haim Garmo alone. Because Haim Garmo alone is not such a pusha to svara. But the question is the other way. Why do I need this part of Haim Garmo or they were Poshea? If you really hold to this part of Shia of Aynes, you know, you don't know, like Rabbeinu Yohanan said, you know that there's a Ptur Aynes, so just use a Ptur Aynes. So this is Rechezki saying that the reason why Aynes alone isn't good enough is because Aynes is not a real Aynes. Because a person should be, it should be Reyes Anaylon. I don't know if it should be, but it could be. So it doesn't, since you need a very, very high level of Aynes to be Potter, maybe this isn't on that highest level of Aynes. Sometimes it depends on the case. Maybe in some cases it would be on the highest level of Aynes, but there could be cases. You know, we're talking about a case where the guy put it down next to you. So there's probably a reason why the guy ended up putting it down next to you. So it's a very cramped quarters. Everyone's in the bomb shelter together, and they're sleeping there, and they're spending a week together in the bomb shelter, and everyone's on top of each other. So it's not so crazy. You know, there's a reason why the other guy put it down next to you. It wasn't so, you know, some of the Gemara is not talking about a crazy case. Yishami's talking about a normal case. So there's dealing with a normal case. So you should have thought of that also. That maybe the guy will put it down next to me. It's a very cramped quarters, and I'll put it down there.
Doesn't that take us back to the Rambam's case of the
Gomer. One second. I'm trying to sing out the Shema I'm talking. So he's saying you can't tie to Aynes Gomer. So therefore you needed to Haim Garmo to make that. Listen, I don't have to think about them putting down because that's their problem. So I don't have to think about that. I don't. That doesn't sound so bad. I think I'd actually like it.
How would that fit in, let's say, with the Rambam, the case of the Rambam, where the guy, the Tsar was ma'anis him?
No, that doesn't. It wouldn't work at all. That's a real Aynes Gomer, because then the guy's going to kill you. So over there, then the Meratz Chayitz would have a good kasha. Now, it's over there, that's a pure total Aynes. The guy is coming with a gun to your head and says, either do this or I'll kill you. So that's Aynes Gomer.
All
he's saying is, the reason why you need both, he's saying like this, I think I add this point, I get a little credit to help him out, is that the Ma'is of the Gemara is the Yishami is dealing with a case where the person did put it down. So Nistama is not a crazy case. You know, the person put it down, that means that Nistama, if it happens, then the Yishami is not dealing with some, not a Raya, but Pashtus, Yishami is not dealing with some crazy case that like a cow jumped over the moon. So if the person actually put it down, the Shami, that means that it's a normal thing for people to put things down there. It's a normal, obviously, we're talking about a case where there's a normal occurrence that someone might put something down. So can't say it's an Aynes Gomer because you should have known, you know, in the what's it called, Toldos Adam, that they say, it has that the Salmi Mivalajan, when he went to sleep, he put on gloves, right? Why did he put on gloves? Because he was afraid that in his sleep he might touch parts of his body that are uncovered. And then when he wakes up, he won't be able to learn. He can only learn with a hearer. You don't want to learn. He wants to be able to talk and learn. So he washes Negovas, he can't learn. So he wore gloves so that he could learn that for as soon as he woke up.
Would that cause a suffer bracha?
What does this have to do with anything? Probably nothing. But just the idea is that a person can take precautions. You can put on gloves. You can do something. You can go to sleep with
it's really not an onus then.
What?
Before it's really not an onus.
I don't know if he put on gloves. I think what he did is he pulled down his shirt and he tied a knot around it, like mittens.
Ptosis is not an onus, then. That's what we're hearing now.
No, it ends up in Ines. But without the Svara of Haim Garmelo, it wouldn't have been an Ines. Without the Svara, in other words, he's saying that intrinsically, it's not an Ines. Gomer. Because you need Ines Gomer. It's a certain level of Ines, but not Ines Gomer. And you need Haim Garmelo to turn it into an Ines Gomer, because it makes Haim Garmelo means that I'm not obligated to worry about this. It's their problem, not my problem. If it wouldn't be for Haim Garmelo, if let's say you're living in a, let's say you'd be living in a room in this bomb shelter, and you're there together with people that are mentally shaitan. You're in your bomb shelter together with shaitan. You don't have the Svara of Haim Garmelo. So Chesky would say, then you'd be chayiv, because you should realize that one of these shaitan might put down something next to you. You can't say it's their fault because they're a shaitan. You should realize that they might do such a thing. And therefore, when you went to sleep, you should have taken that into consideration and figured out an eitzah, how to not break it when you wake up.
I'm not a little unclear here. Can I ask a question? If the guy's awake, he's laying down in his bed, he's awake, and he doesn't know if anybody put anything down, okay? Can he stretch and say, if there's something there, Haim Garmelo, and when he stretches, he hits and knocks something, he can say Haim Garmelo, yes or no?
Whatever you want.
Well, just tell me yes or no.
I don't know. I'll tell you yes or no, whatever is the word to me.
So I'll press the issue then. Again, so if you're going to say that, yeah, you'll be putter because, again, Haim Garmelo, I'm stretching. I don't have to be concerned that some guy put something down here, because if they would have done such, they're the poshea. So then I'm just not, and for what reason do I need ones? When I stretch now and I knock that thing, you're saying I don't need to be...
No, because you need... Haim Garmelo is not a poter. He's saying, what Yechezke is saying, that there's no such tour in the world called Haim Garmelo. You're right. The mazik. They weren't... It's not like two people were mazik something together.
But you're saying
the total mazik. You broke it. The other guy was only a grubba. What?
Shmiras Olecha. You're...
We're in Adam Amazik. And Adam Amazik is a reboy of Ines.
Shmir Skufu Olav. So Shmir Skufu Olav. The Mishnah says Shmir Skufu Olav.
Okay, but there's a reboy of Ines. So you're chayiv on a certain level of Ines. So he said like this, that this Svara of Haim Garmelo is not a pointer, because you did the whole ezek. If they did the ezek together with you, so then yes, they're more mazik than you are. But they only were grummets. They set the stage. So you did the entire ezek. So the fact that the Haim Garmelo is not a pointer, that is what they hold. The Taibis holds. I never heard. I don't agree with Benny Highness on the tour. There's no such tour called Haim Garmelo. It's not a tour. You did the hezek, buddy. You did it. You got to take responsibility for what you did. And Amai, you went on to Ines Gomer. Ines Gomer, you're not, because you should have realized that there are dumb people in the world. There's a lot of dumb people out there, and dumb people could put stuff next to you. You know, there are people that do dumb things. So you should have realized that. So you should have been, when you're driving a car and you can't go ahead and say, and you get into an accident and you smash someone, you can't say, well, it's a dumb pedestrian. He walked in front of my car, right? Which is what very often happens. But you're supposed to be, the driver has to be, look out for those dumb pedestrians, right? And then there's a driver driving a car.
So what is the role of him going below?
And even assuming you have enough time to brake, and I don't know if you can pop to yourself because, well, he was pretty stupid crossing the street when I was coming, you know? That's what people do.
What is the role of the Haim Garmelo in Tosfos now?
So what he's saying is that Haim Garmelo makes that I'm not obligated to think about it. Is because since it's his respect, he's doing it. So I don't, well, if I had to think about it.
Isn't that circular?
No, I mean, it's not absurd.
It's not an onus because I should have realized people put it there.
It's not an
onus. So people put it there, he's the problem.
You know, it's not an onus if I'm supposed to think about it. But if I can put the, he's supposed to think about it, then I don't have to think about it. So now it's an onus. It's an onus.
If I'm not supposed to think about it, then I am an onus. Someone else is taking care.
Someone else is covering that base. In other words, someone else is covering that. I don't have to worry that someone's going to come because there's a guard.
Maybe I had
you're driving a car, you have to worry that a pedestrian is going to come and jump into the street. But if there's a guard at the street corner who's keeping people away from the street, then you don't have to worry. So Haim Garmala means that they're the guard. So I don't have to worry about the people jumping in the street because he's supposed to be worried about that.
Is that not saying that it's not the shmira of that damaging object the guy's going to put there, but that shmira is not on me? Are we not saying that?
I don't know. But we're saying, therefore you get a pterinus.
No, I don't need that therefore. It's not shmira salat.
There's
no shmira on me to make sure not to damage an object that he puts there, Bibshia.
Okay, I don't know.
In the case of Haim Garmelo, are they chayiv? Are those other people chayiv?
No, it's their own object. They can't be chayiv by their own object.
What if they put someone else's object?
No, they don't. It'd be Grama B'Alma.
That's Grama B'Alma?
Yes.
And nobody's chayiv then?
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, doctor. Yes, what can we do?
I'm not sure if this is at all related, but don't we say that the Torah, the Svara, or the reason why the Torah has Lanaros Lasadavar has to do with the fact that it's like someone got up and tried and killed their friend, right? So maybe part of that reason for onus is the Haim Garmelo. Maybe it's really all necessary part of the whole reason by Lunaros Hasadavar is that there's the other person's kavan is there and the other person's kolach is there.
But Nairat Adas Adabra would be even when there's not another person. Let's say there was no other person. We'd also say Nairat Adas Adabra. We don't limit Nairat Adas Adabra only when there's somebody else that's responsible. In other words, if let's say a person, a person himself, let's say a person has an epilepsy attack, whatever. And because of that, he falls and he breaks, he smashes, he faints. And he's walking down the street and he gets a heart attack and he faints and he lands on someone else's kali and breaks it. So that would be an einus gomer. You don't need that someone else is responsible to have a pter einus. So I don't know what to say.
My
impression is that's we learned that off of Naratat Sadavar. Is that the tour of Aina's Gomor is not, you know, there's you're saying the tour of Naratat Sadavar because we blame it on the other person. But I just don't think that's true. Even when there's no one else to blame.
The guy drops the keli, dissolves in his hand. The Gemara says, "Lenarlo asadaver." It's not.
What's the case? I don't have to be curious. What's the case?
The case is the guy is holding a pitcher and the pitcher breaks. The material dissolves. So he's not responsible for that boar that's created because of Lenarlo asadaver.
The quote's Lenarlo asadaver there.
Correct.
Okay, so we have a raya. In other words, an anatasadavar is used even in a cases where, which is no one else's responsibility. We had it also in Sigitin, I think also, right? But Pascha when the ridge broke.
So according to this, let's say a shaita came in while he was sleeping. He's not locked in a room with shaitas, but shaita comes in, so there is no hengarmo. So then he would be chayiv.
If it's a normal thing for shaitim to come into your room, you'll be chayiv.
If it's so just as normal for shaita as a non-shaita.
No, but maybe it's not normal for a shaita to come in. Let's say where most people in the world are not shaitim. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's a true statement, but assuming that's true. So most people in the world are not shaitim. So therefore, so you don't need to worry about that. But assuming you're in a society, where most people in the world are shaitim, maybe you'll be.
So one second.
That would be Chesky, according to Chesky's shot, to come out of Chiddush Halacha. Yes, if you're living in an insane asylum, and where most people are shaitim, then you would be chayiv in such a situation. Right? That would still come out.
It's not so wild. It would be similar to saying if you're in a room where conveyor belts are coming and dropping kalim next to you, it's going to come after you fall asleep. We would say, okay, that's the same as it's there before you fell asleep because it's a natural process of things expected to come.
Yeah, okay.
How do you understand the Gemara? How do we understand, according to this idea, the Gemara Chav Zayin Beis?
What does the Gemara Chav Zayin Beis say?
If somebody's walking in the dark and he breaks somebody's kli that's in the street, he's putter because it's dark.
If that's Aynes Gomer, so then he's putter. Is that Aynes? Is that called that Aynes?
Anybody's going to think beforehand that there's stuff, could be stuff on the street. I mean,
okay, but I don't know.
That's not coming based on Pshia over there. There, it's just thumb. The guys, it's the difficulty in trying to walk without.
The Gemara said that the Pshia there is onus. I'm not familiar with the Gemara. The Gemara says your pater because is that what Tybus is going on? That your pater because of onus?
Tosas explaining
the Darkon shobnei adam lesbonin bedrachim.
No, that's the final approach.
That's one of the approaches. What's the first approach?
The approach that Tosas.
Aaron Zavis, according to this, you're turning. Of course, you have to be careful when you turn.
Okay, I tell you the honest truth is I'm not familiar with the Gemara, so I can't answer you. So. Well, that Chesky, look it up.
but it comes out this unusual thing then.
Again,
we're saying that the exact same circumstances that cause him Garmu are the same circumstances where otherwise he would be responsible for anticipating and he'd be chayiv.
Okay.
But that doesn't sound very shkiach.
I don't know. Okay, so that's just to summarize because I want to go back to tomorrow. So tomorrow I want to do the next Isis. I want to go back there. So the next Isis is a little teeny Isis of Mammon, and there's a Taibis on Gimel with Beis, and there's a Rashba on the Mishnah, on the Mincha, which is a light to see.
Next Isis are we talking about?
The next Taibis of Adam Shmurasa Gufadav. No, not the next one. This is skipping the time. The Adam Shmurasa, the last Taibis on the Amin, and there's a Maram and a Marsham on it. And then it refers you back to Tavis and Gimel with Beis, a little Tavis and Mincha, and they refer you to a Rashba on the Mishnah or on the Mincha. Okay, but let's just summarize here what we did here. So we had a stira that the Tavis and Dabdawid and the Mugi Yosef and the Mishnah says the reason is because Haim Gormelo or that they're Poshea. Taimism called Zion, and then Mukhi Yosef in the Gemara says the reason is because of Ines. We know, so we have two possible answers. One is that it's a machlekes rishayim, which we do think is probably true in Mikias, and that the different types that we're going with different rishayim, either got a different Bali Taisis, or it's Sistam, Taisis took different stardom at different times, it's Havamina, Maskana, and the Mukhi Yosef also, the Mishnah was saying the Pashtus, and then he switches. Right. So that was one possibility, which wouldn't have been so bad if just one person would have done it, but that two people do it is a little bit like lightning strikes twice in the same place, which is a little bit very daichik, more than ill daichik, very daichik. And then the second possible answer, but that is probably the simple answer. Right? If you're going to ask someone, you know, about Batish a person, that's what they would tell you. What do you want? It's a machlekes. Machlekes b'shainim. And but the lumdish answer we're trying to say is that you need both. We don't exactly have this structure. So one structure that maybe works, that what Chesky is saying is you need both, is because Haim Garmino is not a real tour in itself. It's not a reason to pop there altogether. So what for you did the Hesek. Ines is a real fight there, but you have to be a full Ines. And Habanet Asuga Daite, that this might happen, or he sometimes Habanet Asuga Daite. So you need Haim Garbalo to take care that I don't have to ask Suga Daite because it's not my problem, it's their problem. Okay, I think
so. It's a pure onus then, right?
What?
And Mamish is a pure onus.
And therefore, the end result is it becomes a pure onus, yes.
Just to point out, we're saying that even though I do not need to be concerned with my action damaging the other person because he's the poshea, but so of course, so dalmine the patur of ones, I would kai if the
fourth I damaged him. Yes,